If you would, take your songbooks and turn to number 327, regular songbooks. 327. We'll be looking this evening in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. This will be an abbreviated version of a short talk that I gave a few years ago. So if to some of you go, hey, I remember some of that, good. At least we made an impression. But let's take a look. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. At that time, we made an analogy between what the scripture says and some components of an automobile. And we talked about, how do we use prayer? Do we use prayer like we do a steering wheel? Or do we use prayer like a spare tire? You know, we drive an automobile down the road. We use the steering wheel to guide us. It gives us direction. Straight, left, right, whatever we need. And that's how we should use prayer. Prayer is our communications with our Lord. How do we use it? Do we thank Him for the things He provides for us? Do we take our cares that we deal with on a daily basis to Him in prayer? Do we use Him as our guide, like we would a steering wheel? But as we're driving down the road and using the steering wheel, we know at times things run out in front of us. Or there are other people who are also on the road using their automobiles. And sometimes they lose control and come in our direction. And hopefully we can use our steering wheel to avoid those disasters that are front us at that time. However, not everyone uses an automobile or uses prayer in that way. A lot of people go through life and they never think about their communications with God. Their prayer is just like a spare tire. It's back there in the back part of the car. If we need it, it's there, and we only use the spare tire when something happens, disaster has struck, we've got a flat, and now I got to go get the spare tire. And people sometimes use prayer that way. They never communicate with God. They wait till some disaster happens, and now all of a sudden they try to go establish this communications, this relationship with God. How do we use prayer? Is it our steering wheel? Something that we use to guide our lives? Or is it our spare tire? And that's what we have to decide. Hopefully, all of us here know we use it as our steering wheel. It's what we depend on. It's how we get through life on a daily basis, is we communicate with our Lord. We put our burdens to Him, just like it said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Don't let prayer become your spare tire. Let prayer become your steering wheel. If you're here this evening and you have lived your life in such a manner that you have come to the realization you're lost and you need to obey God, and you have decided tonight, I can't wait longer, I need to be baptized and let God wash away my sins. Or if you're here and you have fallen away and you need the prayers of the congregation, We encourage you to let your desires be made known while we stand and sing.
What will you do with Jesus? The question comes to you, and you must give an answer for something you must do. What shall it be? What shall it be? What shall your answer be? What will you do?
See everyone tonight. Glad you're here. We've discussed some in the men's meeting about spending some time learning songs in this book. We picked up this book a couple of months ago. There's been some real interest in singing some songs out of it. The problem is most of the songs we don't know. And it makes it real hard for us to do that. It makes it hard to worship when you're singing a song or trying to sing a song that we don't know. And so we've discussed the fact that we just need to spend some time learning some of these songs. There's been some other questions asked too. Some have asked me, are we going to talk about what I would call music theory, you know, the notes and what that means? And you know, maybe at some point we might do that down the road, but right now, that's not really going to be the focus. I think for the next few weeks, let's just try to learn songs. And I mean, we may stop and talk about the songs some, and from the music standpoint, what do we need to do? But right now, this is not going to be a class about music theory, per se, or about song leading, necessarily. Let's just learn some songs. Because everyone's anxious to use songs out of this book, and we need to learn them so we can really utilize them in worship. And so I want us to start tonight with number one. And we're not going to just go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're not going to go in order, though it's going to seem that way at first, because some of the first songs we're going to do are just kind of in order this way. Actually, what I want us to do too is, I mean, there are some really, really good songs in here. There are several ones that made comments that there's just some fantastic songs in here. There is. I mean, just some really good songs as far as what the song is saying, which obviously is the most important part of the song. There are, and most of the songs in here musically are not real hard. Now, there's some that are kind of hard. And we're not going to look at those right now. And some are going, oh, but that's my favorite song. If the hardest song in here is your favorite song, I'm sorry, we're not going to work on that right now. Okay? And I'm not sure, and maybe at some point we may work on some songs like that, but I want you to think about something. Some songs that musically that are really hard, I'm just going to say this, you know, may not be our best choice for worship. I mean, we have to sort of decide what is within the realm of what we can reasonably do and be thinking about the song and not trying to sing the song. Understand? I mean, we've got to get that straight. And maybe there are some songs in here musically that are kind of hard to do. Some of them are really good songs. I'm not talking about the music side at all. What they say is really good, but we might have to work up to those a little bit. All right, and so for the next few weeks here, I'm going to be looking at some of the, what I think are some of the simpler songs to do. And let's learn those. And let's use them. And let's worship with them. And in time, we might want to look at some of the songs that are a little bit more difficult. Let's work up to those, okay, and see how we do with that. Number one, this may be a song that some of you here know. It's not an incredibly difficult song, but if you don't know it, it's hard. But I think if we go through this, as we'll do, we'll try to do this week by week, and after 3 or 4 weeks, we'll be surprised at some of the songs that we can learn. I stand in awe. You are beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depths of your love? You are beautiful beyond description, majesty enthroned above. And I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe. Good. Some of you know that, and that's an easy song to learn, isn't it? Number two. We've learned already, some of us have, that this song, while the words are familiar, the title's familiar, actually is a little different tune than what we're used to in the other book. It's not a repeat in this book. It's a different tune. And in fact, there's two or three other songs that are familiar to us, and we say, oh, we know this song. Oh, be careful. It might be a different tune. And this is one that's a slightly different tune. All right? We're familiar with, I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. But that's not this. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. It's not a lot different, but it's a little bit different. And where it becomes more different is in the bass. Okay, the bass have kind of a driving bass in this. We'll get to that in a minute. Let's just do a verse of this song, okay, on pitch this time here. And then we're going to come back and talk about the bass a little bit. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Okay, some of the men are already figuring out the bass run on this. Okay, it's a little bit different. It's kind of following behind a little bit the lead. And the bass is going a little bit more like, pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Praying as I onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Kind of a driving bass that runs through that. Okay? Some of you were getting that. Maybe you heard that on there. Guys, are you ready to kind of work on that bass a little bit? All right? Girls, you be patient with us for a minute. And guys, we have some who sing bass and some who don't. Everybody doesn't have to. That's fine. But this may be an opportunity here, guys, where let's just work on a bass run here just a little bit. And ladies, if you kind of hear your part going along the top and you want to kind of sing that in softly, that's fine too. Guys, this is us working on the bass. We're looking at the bottom line. Ready? Here we go. Pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day.
Praying as I onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland. Higher plane than I have found, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
See, that's not so hard, is it? That's a pretty easy baseline to do there. And really, that's the baseline so much in the song is the foundation of the song. You know, it gives it a lot fuller sound. And that can be kind of nice. We're going back to the first verse. I'm going to sing the melody with the ladies again. And guys, come in on that bass. See what you can do here. Down here's the bass. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land. A higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright. But still I'll pray till heaven I found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. A higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Very good. That sounded very good. Now, so it's the same song with maybe some new life given to it and a little bit different melody and a different bass on there. Very good. Number four. This will be a new song to a lot, but what a really wonderful song. A song that in many ways I think can be and should be a theme to us individually as we sometimes deal with issues and battles of life. And we have to come to recognize that in so many ways the battle is the Lord's. And when we talk about just the battle of being faithful to the Lord and having to put on the gospel armor, we can think of it in this way, and how the Lord will help us with those battles. Let's see. I'm going to find out here who knows this and who does not. Number four, the battle belongs to the Lord.
In heavenly armor we'll enter the land. The battle belongs to the Lord. No weapon that's fashioned against us will stand. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. When the power of darkness comes in like a flood, the battle belongs to the Lord. He's raised up a standard, the power of his blood. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, and strength to the Lord. When your enemy presses in hard, do not fear. The battle belongs to the Lord. Take courage, my friend, your redemption is near. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord.
That was pretty good. It seems like you felt pretty comfortable with that as we got going. You picked that up quick. Now, guys, I want to work with you again just a second, the bass. The bass being the foundation, the sound often of a song. We're running a little bit low in that department, I think. But this is another song that has an easy bass to it. And I want us to look at that and work on that just a time or two. In the first part of the song, where it says in the very top, it says unison, right? It means there's no harmony. You know, on this first line, almost all the way across the very top, it's all in unison. Then it says parts, the very last word on the first line, the. You break into parts. And then when you come back down the second line, it goes back to just unison again at no weapon that's fashioned. And then it comes back down to the battle belongs to the Lord, and it breaks into parts again. And it just kind of makes the sound very full, and it makes kind of a point of emphasis. I mean, here again, the emphasis is not the words. But sometimes a good song with good music written to the song, the music adds emphasis to the music. No. Music adds emphasis to the song, to the words. And so it's interesting when it breaks into the parts here, it adds a certain fullness to the sound when it says the battle belongs to the Lord. That's what the psalm is about. That's the emphasis. And that's why good music emphasizes the important part of the song. And I think it does that in this song. Not all songs do that, I will say. But a good song does. And this does. Guys, but we're going to start out singing together here because it's in unison. And the ladies and those who want to sing the melody, keep on going on that. But I want to sing the bass part as we go through. And guys, let's kind of work on that. Let's get our pitch again here just to make sure.
In heavenly armor we'll enter the land. The battle belongs to the Lord. No weapons that fashioned against us will stand. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. When your enemy presses in hard, do not fear. The battle belongs to the Lord. Take courage, my friend, your redemption is near. The battle belongs to the Lord. And we sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord. We sing glory, honor, power, and strength to the Lord.
Very good. Good job. Let's go on to another song, number six. Number six, Magnify, oh Magnify. Wonderful song of praise and worship.
Magnify, oh magnify, oh magnify our God and Father. Magnify, oh magnify, oh magnify our God. He has has made us in his glorious image. We ever strive to be like him. He alone is holy, he alone is righteous. Cry aloud with gladness our joy in him. Cry aloud with gladness our joy in him.
Very good. It's not that hard. It'll get easier. This is a little bit tricky song to do when you've not heard it. It's a song that it's a praise song that I want to go really fast on, but you can't. Because the words get very tight in that last part down there. And if you go too fast, you can't get the words out. It doesn't matter how pretty it sounds. If we can't get the words out and know what we're saying, the song's worthless. And so we got to keep that in mind. I had a song leader one time say, you know, you just can't get a song too fast. And I thought that way for a while. Because almost always, quite frankly, almost always, we have songs that we drag on. We go too slow. That's almost always our problem. And the point he was making is that you just can't get a song fast enough. Well, sometimes you can. And this is one. And the songs that we've been singing tonight, we've sang those just a little bit slower than I would like to go. But we're just learning them. But we got to get the words down first. We'll get the tempo with that in time. But here is a song that you have to be careful not to go too fast, because in this latter part down here, you're gasping for air. At least I am. You have to take a breath somewhere. And in fact, this is my book right here. You can always tell a book that I lead singing in because it has highlight marks and pen marks and red marks. You know, and here it tells me where to breathe so I don't forget. It's one of those kind of songs. All right? And so we can't get so caught up in the music that we forget the song. And we have to keep that straight. This is one of those you can get caught up that way with. But the song is incredible. Magnify, oh magnify, we magnify our Lord. Indeed we do. That's what it's all about. That's what the song's about. That's why we would come together to worship. And that's what we want to think about as we do this. Now, on the mechanics of the song, on the very bottom of the page, we did that repeat there. There was some gasps like, where do we go? I noticed I should have said something before we started. Right here on the very bottom, you see those repeat marks right there and there? So we're going to repeat that line, you know, as we come down to the band. Cry aloud with gladness our joy in him. Cry aloud with gladness our joy in him. That second time we sing it, it just seems to me like it should kind of slow down. It's a point of emphasis when you do that. All right? So let's, that's what I was going to say. You have to breathe in this song. You have to breathe without a song. It's a really important thing to do, remember to breathe. But in this song, sometimes you can forget that when you get to the bottom down here. Like, he alone is holy, he alone is righteous. Cry aloud with gladness our joy in him. Cry aloud with gladness our joy in him. Now, I know you're going to stop and breathe anyway, all right? But I'd kind of like us to all breathe at the same time. The song works a lot better because if the song leader breathes at the right time and everybody else doesn't breathe, then halfway through the next phrase, everybody quits singing because you're breathing. And the song leader thinks, what happened? But everybody's breathing. That can happen in this song, all right? Let's go back to the beginning. Let's do this again.
Magnify, oh magnify, oh magnify our magnify, oh magnify our God. He has made us in his glorious image. We ever strive to be like him. He alone is holy, he alone is righteous. Cry aloud with gladness our joy in him. cry aloud with gladness our joy in him.
Let's do part of that again. Now we're going to go back to the beginning and start again. Let's just do that whole thing all the way through.
Magnify, oh magnify, oh magnify our God and Father. Magnify, oh magnify, oh magnify our God. He has made us in his glorious image. We ever strive to be like him. He alone is holy. He alone is righteous. Cry aloud with gladness our joy in him. Cry aloud with gladness our joy in him.
Doesn't it help some to take that break right there and you get some breath? Because then you can sing the whole next phrase. If you don't breathe there, you can't get through that next phrase. All right? Let's do that one more time.
Magnify, oh magnify, oh magnify our God and Father. Magnify, oh magnify, oh magnify our God. He has made us in his glorious image. We ever strive to be like him. He alone is holy. He alone is righteous. Cry aloud with gladness our joy in him. Cry aloud with gladness our joy in him.
Very good. That's good. Isn't that a powerful song? I mean, that's one of just the most powerful songs in there, I think, to me. It's just really good. All right. Let's look at another new one here. Number 10. I think someone led us in this one. Did we do this one else already? Or no? Maybe I dreamed that. So maybe some know. This is another just incredibly good song.
I have seen you walk down a dusty road. I have watched you stumble from a heavy load. In my heart I struggled, but I always knew the Holy Redeemer from heaven was you. My eyes have seen your glory. My hands have touched your face. My heart still burns within my breast from the warmth of your embrace. My eyes have seen your goodness, so pure, so kind. In my heart I crumbled when I watched you die, but now I rejoice, for I know you're alive. My eyes have seen your glory. hands have touched your face. My heart still burns within my breast from the warmth of your embrace. My eyes have seen your glory, my life forever changed. And when this journey comes to an end, I'll rest in your endless grace.
Very good. Very good. Let's look at number 12. Number 12. This is a very spirited, upbeat kind of song. We're not going to go real fast with it tonight, but it is a song that would be sung a little bit faster.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at his command, and all the stars obey.
First verse again.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at his command, and all the stars obey.
I would love sometime. I would just love it if we could all be together sometime, out in the mountains somewhere, watching the sun as it's setting, just looking over the flowing hills out in front of us. As the sun goes down, the moon comes up, and the stars are coming out. And we know where that all came from. This is one of the songs that I think of sometimes. At times when Sandra, and even before, when Sandra and the girls and us would be out somewhere in the mountains somewhere seeing a sunset. And I think about songs like this, or some songs A.W. Dykus wrote, you know. Just powerful, powerful songs that acknowledge God is the creator. God is the maker of all things, the things that he has spoke into being. And this is a song where we are singing about the power of God and what he has done. And we believe that this is what we believe. We can sing it, and we can sing it with confidence. We sing it with boldness because we believe this. And it means something more to us. I mean, how can we, when we learn the song well and we can do it well, how could we not sing this song in a very forceful way and spirited and excited? Because we are affirming what we know and what we believe when we sing a song like this. I mean, all songs are that way, I understand. But there are some to me that just stand out on their own as a song, this speaking of the power of God. Don't let that ever escape our minds. What is the power of God? And we remind each other of that when we sing this song. And we sing it as praise to God when we sing this song. Let's look at one more. Our time will be done. Page 14. Kind of a short, simple song. and yet very powerful in the words that are spoken. This is a song that actually we repeat three times, the words we repeat three times. You see, it's got the little repeat bars up here at the very beginning. And we sing it down till we see the repeat bars again down here. And so verse 1 ends right there. We see it says 1 and 2 right down there. Verse 1 ends there, and you repeat back to the beginning. Verse 2 ends there, and you repeat back to the beginning for the third time. But the third time, you go to where this 3 is at right here, and you finish the song out down there. It's really not as hard as I just made it sound. You'll see as we do it. But I just want to explain, here's why we're doing this song this way. It's because this is the way the music is written on this song. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. Very good. Appreciate the opportunity to be able to do this and look forward now to the next several weeks. We're going to do the same thing. Next time, Lord willing, we're going right back to where we started tonight. We're going to go through these same songs again and see what we remember of those songs, and maybe we'll get on to two or three new songs after that as well. We'll see. Earl, remind me, we were going to have a prayer as we closed, weren't we? Brent, you're going to lead us. Thank you. We'll be dismissed after this prayer.
In Daniel, the Bible tells us about prophecies. And in that prophecy, Daniel says that there's going to be a kingdom that's going to come that's going to be greater than all the other kingdoms. It's going to destroy all kingdoms. It's going to be everlasting. And in the class and back, in the mornings, we've been trying to emphasize that we need to think every day of our walk with the Lord, and that every step should be in accordance to the will of God. In Hebrews, we read of after the kingdom has been fulfilled, and it says in Hebrews 12, verse 28, wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. It's the first day of the week, and we go back out in the world. It's easy to be holy on a day like this. We're with other Christians. We're about to go out into the world. And I used to send my children out, and then even now, when I call them, I tell them this. They think that I'm preaching to them still. But I tell them, never forget that you're a child of the King. And if we can remember that in our walk, hopefully our light will be brighter, and we can influence the world about us. We can fill this building with those around Asheville if we will do our job. Let us bow. Holy and righteous Heavenly Father, we are thankful for this time together. We're thankful for the talk that Gary gave us. We're thankful for prayer and what it means to us and how it increases the intimacy of our relationship with you. We're thankful for the songs we sing. We pray that as we sang them, though we were learning them, that we pray that we were singing them with understanding of the words, that we uplifted one another and we glorified your name. pray that you will be with those that are weak spiritually. We pray that we will say or do things that will encourage them and help them to grow in faith with you. We pray that we increase our faith. We pray that we will never forget that without you we're nothing. Pray that you will be with Chloe. We're thankful for her commitment to you. And we pray that as she has encouraged us, that we will be recommitted ourselves. Be with the many that have health problems and that have been going through surgeries and rehabilitation. Pray that they will continue to get stronger, and if it be thy will, that they will one day be healed. Forgive us of our sins. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.